Tomáš Garrigue Masaryk, the founding father of the first Czechoslovak Republic, is a real icon to many Czechs. Now a new project is bringing the country's first president to the streets of the Czech capital, in an exhibition in the form of a series of poster columns. Organizers say they are hoping the people of Prague become accidental visitors to the five-part street exhibition. Joshua Singer reports.
I'm here at the first column outside the Masaryk train station, just on the corner of Naplodensi and Havličková. The poster here tells us about Masaryk's early life. There are some pictures of him as a child and as a young man. And moving around the column, there's a map guiding chance visitors to the next column, with a bit more information about the life of the founder of Czechoslovakia. And finally, there's a small patch where there's no poster, but there's daubed a famous quotation from Masaryk, Nebát se a nekrást, don't be afraid and don't steal. The idea for this street exhibition came from Zuzana Brikčusová.
Potvrdilo se mi to, že to dobře funguje ve Vídni před dvěmi lety.
I was convinced that it works well in Vienna 2 years ago when there was a similar exhibition about Sigmund Freud. That was in conjunction with the Vienna city authorities, just as this is in conjunction with Prague City Hall. The idea is actually not to force people who don't always have the desire to go to permanent galleries. I want people to come across the work of Masaryk in these, so that people will be accidental visitors. There's a map, so if people want to, they can travel. This is only one of 5 parts of the exhibition, so they can go and look at the others as well.
The columns follow a route through the centre of the city, finishing up at Križovnická, outside the entrance to the School of Dance. With such prominent positions in the very heart of Prague, the columns should attract plenty of attention, but are they necessarily better than permanent museums? Zuzana Britskusová again.
I don't think that it's better, but it's something different, and that means that it has a sort of attraction for people who simply don't go to museums and galleries, because they're sort of ashamed of the space. But here they aren't, because the columns offer a journey, so it's not better, but it's a different possibility, which is completely user-friendly and safe.
Masaryk is certainly a pivotal figure in Czech national consciousness and history, but according to Eugen Brikčius, the co-organizer of the exhibition, his words are even more poignant today.
Masaryk is important to us because he said things that today are more relevant than in the past. Perhaps as early as 1929 he was already telling people to behave as Europeans. And I'll repeat this for him, whether we consider ourselves so or not, we should behave as Europeans.
The co-organizer of the exhibition, Eugen Brikčius, talking to Joshua Singer.